Welcome to the Jew to the Jew Joiner Show.
Oh, he'll set you free. He did it for me. hands right where you are and give God glory. Show, man, we have an awesome show on today, and what a way to kick it off with my main man Sean Harden. That song was called Free. Keep on dancing for the Lord, Sean. We're gonna roll right now into an interview I conducted with my main man Deshaun the Golden Child. I want y'all to check this out.
I want to introduce you to my main man, Deshaun the Golden Child.
God bless people.
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. It's a beautiful day, man.
now, man, I just want to get right into the interview, man, because we were just talking about your new single, Let the Truth Be Told. And, you know, they're going to hear this after the interview.
Okay.
But I just want to, first of all, get your background in the hip hop game, man. How long have you been doing it? How long have you been at it?
Oh man, well, professionally trying to actually do it professionally and get a deal and things of that nature. I actually been doing it since I was 14. I started as a secular artist, so it's been about 14 years that I've been doing music. You know, really trying to do something with it. In 1999, I got saved, so you know, I didn't know anything about gospel rap or anything like that. All I knew about was gangster rap, so I just stopped rapping completely. So, you know, after a couple of years, God just allowed me to start writing some things for him, and then I started hearing about gospel rap, and I knew that's where I fit it in. So since 2000 and about 2000, late 2000, early 2001, I've been doing gospel music, gospel rap and gospel R&B.
Wow. So have you had any CDs out? I mean, how many CDs have you had?
Yeah, this one here is going to be the second. Well, actually, I released some music in 2004. I released the whole album, The Golden Child Project, and that did pretty well. I released it as kind of like an underground thing, you know, to kind of get some music out there. I had 21 tracks on it, and I gave a lot of them out free, you know, and we've been pushing that for the last 2 years, and you know, start working on some new things. And this Friday coming up, May 12th, I'll be releasing like 5 new cuts, including Let the Truth Be Told, to hold the people until December when I release the whole new album. It's gonna be a double CD.
Wow.
So yeah, man, the name of the album's gonna be Let My People Go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So are you originally from Virginia?
Yes, I'm from Norfolk and Chesapeake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to get into the album that's you're about to release, one of these 5 singles that you're going to release on Friday. Man, can we talk a little bit about Let the Truth Be Told?
Sure.
The inspiration, where did that come from?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you where it came from. You know, it always comes from God. You
right,
know,
right.
That's the right answer as well as the popular answer. it's the right answer, though. But to be more specific, how God brought it into play, I would say 103 Jams, BET, MTV, Hot 102.1.
Right.
So much negativity, I just listen one day and say, what am I actually bobbing my head to? You know, what am I intrigued by when I'm watching this? And I looked at this stuff, and I looked at it for what it was instead of what I was listening to.
Right.
And I saw pure evil. Mm. I saw lust. I saw homosexuality accepted. I saw a lot of pride and arrogance. I saw everything that God stands against. I saw it being lifted up and glorified to all people that are willing to watch and listen to it. And therefore, we think we're just listening to music, but we can't separate their message from their music. It's impossible to do. Matter of fact, what comes first is the message.
Right, right. That's right.
And therefore, I was like, well, they're telling their truth, but they're telling partial truth.
Wow.
You know, so what I got to do is let the whole truth be told.
Yes. Y'all know what time it is. D'Shawn the Golden Child got the most records. Y'all sure will be the team.
Y'all sure.
Fan base.
Fan base.
12 streams.
12 streams.
And of course, got the most. Like this. Now why you lie? You ain't never bust your mind. So why in the world you put that in your mind? Why you lie? You know that there ain't no white to silver. But if you ask me, it still looks nice. You just lied about the price. You lie, you ain't nice on the mic. You lie, you know that there ain't your style. You know you bite like Mike. Stop lying, you know you like with the fight. You like how I shine light in the night. You stop lying, you know that ain't your car. You know you still stay with your mom. Stop lying, you know that Mark ain't no battle scar. You stop lying, boy, you know you like man. Stop lying, girl, you know you losing that old man for consent. And y'all need to stop lying. Y'all know Jay-Z ain't nice as Eminem. I'm nicer than both of them. I tell him, stop lying, boy, you know you ain't sane. You ain't a Beyonce, half naked on stage. You ain't your destiny tied for talking about that want a soldier. All y'all need Jehovah, that's the truth, man. That's why I'm here to speak the truth with no fear, ghetto to ghetto, all across the globe, had to let the world know. That's why I'm here to speak the truth with no fear. From ghetto to ghetto, all across the globe, had to let the world know. What can I say about you? Seems like you were too afraid to tear the joke. You should've never stepped back in the boat. You should've stayed for time. Wasn't too hard to tear the world. You're going to hell if you don't know Messiah. Why did he gonna bring the fire? Tell the truth or you vibe a lie. Or was you too afraid to camp on a fiddle, man? I've been in the streets when the beef was on, and that's the truth. At 50, you ain't bulletproof. You survived those knockers out and I protected you. But you brag about it in your video. Think it makes you more lyrical. Think it makes your street story more credible. You thought out who said it was a miracle. Who's am I embarrassing you? I really feel sorry for you. And you're the two, you're really cool too. Seems like they bothering you through the gates of hell. I hope you repent before the next time you dancing for sale. In fact, Joe, I know you found a menage. But I truly hope you find God before Tampa finds your smart man. That's why I'm here to speak the truth with no fear, From ghetto to ghetto, all across the globe, had to let the world know. That's why I'm here to speak the truth with no fear, From ghetto to ghetto, all across the globe, had to let the world know. Jesus ain't real, now I'm lying. You can't go to hell for being gay. See, you lied two times. Abortion ain't murder, I'm still lying. Biggie was the greatest MC of all time. I'm still lying. Pac is still alive. I'm still lying. Y'all ain't afraid to show light. I'm still lying. Kevin can make up his mind. Y'all know I'm lying. This ain't the end times. Y'all know I'm lying. The pup did the best he could for shine. I need to stop lying. Off the stupid dead hard time. Y'all know I'm lying. She got the chooser. Prison to interviews before she started doing the time. About that, I ain't lying. Truth is the whole world is blind. And the whole world is dying. And we running out of time. Jesus is our only hope. And that's the truth. And I ain't lying. That's why I'm here. To speak the truth with no fear. From ghetto to ghetto, all across the globe, had to let the world know. That's why I'm here.
fear.
Speak the truth with no fear.
With no fear.
From ghetto to ghetto, all across the globe, got the black, got
well known.
Well known.
Let them know.
Let them know.
You are in tune to the Jew Joiner Show, and my goodness, we have some exclusive things going on right here. We have Miss Quanta J from the Sunshine Factory on the line. What's going on, girl?
What's the dealie?
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great.
Good, 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 good. So tell us about the Sunshine Factory.
Well, the Sunshine Factory is a marketing and promotions company that was created back in 2001 to assist emerging and independent artists across the country. And so many times you have an artist that's, you know, maybe in your backyard and they're hot, like hot as fish grease.
Right.
And nobody, you know, on the West Coast or nobody in other areas have heard of them because they're independent artists and they really can't afford to, you know, put the marketing dollars out that the big dogs put out.
So that's
where the Sunshine Factory is pretty much derived from, the need and the desire to want to assist these emerging artists and help them get the word out about what it is that they're doing so they can make it hot just like the majors.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So what services does TSF offer?
Well, TSF, you know, we started out just doing radio promotions, which is crazy because, you know, that's our love. Like, that's our first love. We started out doing that, and we did that for a minute. And then we just kind of got off into some other things. So right now we're doing internet marketing.
Oh, wow.
One of our biggest competitors is Black Gospel Promo.
Okay.
You know, who we got mad love for, but, you know, this is a business joint,
too. Right.
So we're doing internet marketing. We're doing the grassroots promotions, which is street teams. We got street teams in 19 markets across the country, including Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Hampton.
I'm talking about.
All them joints. We got New York, Seattle. I mean, you name it. Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, L.A., San Diego, even Oakland, California. I mean, you know, that place where it never rains. It's just, it's crazy. We got it everywhere. Miami Beach, you name it. Our grassroots promotions has been, it's been blazing, just blazing the country. We actually execute for MegaFest 2006 on Wednesday. And it's just, you know, it's crazy. It's just mad crazy.
That's funny that you say that because we have an interview coming up after this song with The Truth.
My boy, Manny.
Yeah.
I call him Manny. Everybody call him The Truth, but his name is Emmanuel.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. But you know what? He's one of the realest cats out there, though.
Yes, yes.
He's the same all the time. I hate to compare him to Jesus, but for real, he's the same everywhere. I never seen him be shady. I never seen him act grand. And his ministry, if anybody ever, I mean, y'all need to bring him to Hampton. If he ain't never been there, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, he will set the place ablaze. You know, you get a lot of holy hip-hop artists, and this is a sidebar. You get a lot of holy hip-hop artists that they have a lot of their lyrics are based on experience.
Yeah, right.
And it causes them to leave out a lot of word and a lot of what God would have us to do.
And it's
not to slight them.
Right.
But Manny is the first holy hip hop artist. I'm gonna call him The Truth. The Truth is the first hip hop artist I ever heard on the mic really spitting straight word. Just straight. I mean, the book of Romans, he broke that joint down. When he finished, I was like, I need to go back and read that book again. Because he broke it down. I mean, it was like it was on him. You know, he has a degree in theology.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, he's mad in that word of God.
Wow.
He's mad crazy knowledge in the word. For real. Not just a lyricist, but I mean, like a preacher, like, you know, can put it down for real.
Oh, man, that is what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about. This is exclusive stuff right here. Hey, on the Jew Joiner Show, I'm telling exclusive stuff. Let's get back to the Sunshine Factory before I get carried away.
Oh, Lord.
Now, how can companies or ministries or organizations have TSF work for them?
It's all right. I mean, you can put the M in there because we're a ministry.
Ministry,
too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not deterred by that. That's what's up.
Okay.
But they can definitely hit us up. They can call us. You know, they can email us at sunshinefactory@AOL.com. That's SONSHINEFACTORY. So even in our spelling, we're a little different, but,
right,
you know,
we're
blazing it up for the kingdom.
That's all right.
We're trying to keep it hot and keep everyone in the know about what all we're doing and, you know, how all they can, you know, put the word out about their ministry. We do street team promotions for tours, concerts, CDs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything. We do artist management. We got a few artists on the label that we manage.
Wow.
So, I mean, they can definitely hit us up, you know, at area code 302-761-9009. And, you know, one of our representatives will get with them and, you know, kind of walk them through the steps, see what it is that they need and how we can be of assistance to them. And, you know, because it's all about the kingdom, for real.
Absolutely. Quanah J, I want to thank you so much for just stopping by the Juju on the show today. We really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. You giving me mad love, and I thank you for it. Thank you. I mean, I told you, I said this before when we wasn't doing the taping, but your area, man, they got to step it up because you are doing some big things. I'll be to stole you away and brought you to Philly. They'd be like, where'd you want to go? They'd be up in Philly making it hot. That's what's up.
I appreciate that, and much success to the Sunshine Factory Ministry, I can call. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir. Thank you so much.
So before you go, just give your information one more time.
The company's name is the Sunshine Factory. You can also hit us up on the web at www.thesunshinefactory.com. That's THESONSHINEFACTORY.com. Or you can hit us up at sunshinefactory@AOL.com. Or you can call us at area code 302-761-9009. That number again is 302-761-9009.
Thank you so much, Quanah J.
Much love.
And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Take care.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Can I see them skulls?
Greetings,
ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ. I'd like to thank you for having me back. Thank you for all your love, your prayers, and your support. And if I can have your attention, I got a question. How could you be so borderline and bored out of your mind? We were discussing the God that turned water to wine. Years probably your diet, they say you are what you eat. A lot of stuff I almost ate but couldn't afford to dine. And I thank God that I chose not. A man is wisest when he knows that he knows not. Don't stop, cause you're incredible. Just cause it's edible don't mean that you gotta eat it, man, let it go. Yeah, cause your health is important. In the kingdom of heaven, beware the king's leaven. The faulty views, the movie scenes are given. It's influence, it's evil, even on screens, brethren. Stand firm, stand close, it's God's living examples. Lights on lampposts, modern day Daniels. Break exploits for him. Before we invite him, we gotta inform him. Let's show. Hey, hey, that we incredible. Not king, unforgettable. Every believer better know. Better know. Triumphant. So be strong in your weakness. We gotta be incredible. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. That we incredible. Not king, unforgettable. Every believer better know. Better know. Triumphant. So be strong in your weakness. We gotta be incredible.
Big chips. Nah, God prefers using the small chips. Love when the score's 90-10 and you just got the ball stripped. Plus when the odds are against you, that's when it all shifts. Your strength for his, when you strip, you give. Yeah, I'm all of the pride that's inside of you, so don't clench your fist. So look at his ways, we can take. Strip, and just stick to the script. God is using the weak things like a stick for the split. Or the rest, see you to read, it makes no difference which. When it was, or when it was a miracle. Switch over to the Gideonites. Yeah, y'all remember Gideon, right? Good man, we clean, yeah. God told Gideon fight. Then God told Gideon slice. His men down to 300. We wasn't fair, but God got the glory with the smallest plan. Smashed the Midianites. It's like the disciples. Two fish, five new loaves. Fed thousands through the God who chose. Young David out of his brothers. Fighting the giant, defying the armies of iron with five smooth stones. In a sling, yeah, y'all know how God do his thing. Using the weak things of the world to put the strong to shame. And that's us, so what do we can do a song in his name? Don't get it wrong, no. got this night at all trying to hang on their coattails. The people that God boasts cause they're frail. Just because it's big don't presuppose that it will stay afloat. Y'all remember when the ocean was filled with debris from the Titanic, small boats set a sail. It got people safe to shore, they embrace the oar. I'm done teaching, I'ma erase the board. But before I go, listen, I just want you to know that the faith is a paradox. Grab a trumpet and blow and let's show yeah, that we incredible now. King of forgettable, every believer's in the know. Better try your fit, so be strong in your weakness. We got a weak and grab a buddy and let it know. Hey, that we incredible now. King of forgettable, every believer better know. Better try your fit, so be strong in your weakness. We got a weak and grab a buddy and let it know.
Thank you.
You're in tune to the Juice on the Show. That was music from The Truth. I had a chance to sit down and talk to The Truth while he was at MegaFest, and he really dropped some serious knowledge right here just for you. So I want to bring it to you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the official exclusive interview I promised you last week from The Truth. Sit back, relax, because you're gonna enjoy it.
You are in tune to the Jew Joyner Show with me, the happiest man in radio, the Benny Boy, Jew Joyner, on the line right now. This man is on tour with Kirk Franklin as we speak, and he is also one of the hottest lyricists in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present to you the one, the only, the Truth. What's going on, man?
Yes, sir. Everything, man. Everything is going on.
I just want to ask you a few questions. When did Emmanuel Lee Lambert Jr. know the Lord anointed him to be a holy hip-hop phenom known as The Truth?
Far from a phenom. when I was 16 years old, I was actually making fun of some Christian rappers. At that time, it wasn't just Christian rap that I didn't necessarily write. Like, I wasn't a fan of hip-hop at all.
Wow.
I mean, it just wasn't my preferred genre. However, there were certain aspects of the culture that were attractive to me. Certain styles of dress, maybe, you know. Just maybe some of the, you know, the slang terminology. Those things were attractive to me.
Right.
But overall, I wasn't a fan of the culture or the genre. And as a matter of fact, I actually grew up listening to Commission and, you know, and I grew up in a Christian home.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I grew up listening to, like, Commission and The Winans and Andre Crouch, you know. I grew up on B.J. Thomas, you know, he's like a country gospel artist back then.
right.
So, also, like, you know, if I was to listen to anything secular, it was like Anita Baker,
okay,
you know, or Boyz II Men, you know. But, you know, I was raised in a home where, you know, secular music wasn't, you know, we weren't really allowed to listen to secular music, let alone rap.
Mm.
So I just naturally, I wasn't a fan of it. Well, when I was 16, like I said, a friend of mine and I were in my basement. We used to make these tapes, like, where we just sort of, like, make fun, like, little parodies, little whatever, you know, just different artists, like, not just Christian mainly, more like secular artists or whatever.
Mm.
And we sell them for like 75 cents. We were young, like 15 or 16 years old.
Wow.
Well, one of the groups back then, the Christian hip-hop groups, that was out, I don't want to say the name, but we were making fun of them, like a little parody of them. And while we were doing it, I sort of said to myself, yo, I sound pretty good doing this. that night, he went home, and I didn't know that he was going to write his first Christian rap that night. He didn't know I was going to write my first Christian rap. He went home, and I called him. He said, yo, I wrote my first Christian rap. I said, yo, me too. And, the very next day, we formed a group, and we started writing Christian raps, and the first time we ever performed live was at our local church at the time, and I was so nervous I did the whole thing with my eyes closed. And from that point forward, man, you know, everything just kind of, like, took off. Like, again, it wasn't something that I was after, you know. I wasn't, like, trying to be a rap star, or, you know, I wasn't looking for anything. I just sort of liked to do it. And over time, I began to realize how much of an impact that this medium was having on our generation.
Wow.
So I said to myself, you know what? You know, I better really take this serious.
Yeah.
And rap, like, it became something that I fell in love with, and the culture became something that I fell in love with. Obviously, the aspects of the culture that are redeemable, or the aspects that I fell in love with, which in rap I fell in love with. And I said to myself, I said, you know, I'll have to do this, which is rap, you know, but I must fulfill the Great Commission. And I said, yo, you know, wisdom says, how about I take the thing that I love, in order to accomplish the thing that I must do. And I had several examples, Cross Movement being one who discipled me in the ministry, you know, that that sort of you know, set an example of how to do it biblically.
Right.
And so here I am, man, 12 years later, I can't believe it, and traveling in and out of the country, you know, just spreading the fame of Christ through the rap medium.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. Now, it's funny that you said that. Now, as a member of Cross Movement, did you ever feel that the Lord was positioning you to release you to the forefront with your ministry?
I did not. I'm also a musician.
Uh-huh.
So I was torn between two worlds, the world of a musician and the world of hip hop.
Right,
you know,
right.
At some point. So I didn't sit and, like, really think about, you know, being in the forefront as a hip-hop artist, a Christian hip-hop artist. Because for me, when I was 16 years old, I prayed. I said, Lord, I want to travel the world and never have to pay for it.
Wow.
But while I was praying that prayer, I was envisioning myself, like, signing drumsticks, you know, and being on stage playing with, you know, whomever, you know, some gospel artist, you know. But I had no idea, you know, that it was going to be Christian hip hop. So the answer to that question is no. I never envisioned myself being at this place, because it was something I wasn't even sure about. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I didn't know how far I could actually go with it. Matter of fact, my father told me when I was 16. But he told me, he said, "Son, don't put all your eggs in one basket."
Wow.
Which is good, because I went to school for theology, went to 6 years of school for theology and Jewish studies, you know, and the other things that I do, I teach as well. You know what I'm saying? I have a bent, you know what I'm saying,
right,
in that direction,
right,
to
right.
teach theology. So you know, and I'm, you know, I'm also a musician. If I ever wanted to, like, just pick that back up, so it's, you know, that was good, healthy, balanced, you know, advice. But the Lord ended up, you know, doing something that I didn't even anticipate, which that's what you see oftentimes in scriptures, not cats that are, like, chasing after stuff that God seems to elevate. It's oftentimes Moses-like encounters, you know, just sort of like 40 years of sheep herding, and one day, you know, out of 40 years of sheep herding, one day he bumps into a burning bush, or Gideon, who actually is hiding. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
God says courageous word. Like, so it always looks like that. Typically, it looks more like that than somebody chasing after, you know, chasing the pulpit, or, like, pursuing the forefront. So, no, I had no idea I was going to be here, but by the grace of God, I ended up here.
That's awesome. That's awesome, man. Before we wrap this up, now, what is the mission of the truth?
Yeah, my mission, man, is to... I have so many. well, put it this way. My vision My vision is to see all who are a part of and or affected by hip-hop culture presented with the gospel and discipled. And I see myself as one who's assisting in the discipleship process.
Mm.
So a lot of people even get discipled from a distance from our music alone.
Right.
And then, you know, I have my own disciples at home, but, you know, again, I say my vision is to see all who are part of and are affected by hip-hop culture presented with the gospel and discipled. And I think my mission is obviously what you see. It's to look for unique ways to properly utilize my craft as a means to an evangelistic and edifying end.
Mm.
So, to that specifically, to that evangelistic and edifying end. So, you know, man, my mission is pretty straightforward.
Right.
You know, it's one thing that Billy Graham is an evangelist. You know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? A lot of people are either evangelists or disciplers. But I think that the one thing that sort of distinguishes us is the urban aspect of it. We are very much focused on a specific demographic, and that is urban youth and young adults. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those are the people that are affected and are part of the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The urban youth and young adults. And that's not just black. Black is not urban. Urban is cross-cultural.
Right.
A lot of Caucasians that actually, you know, are wearing baggy jeans and do-rags,
yeah.
especially
you
since Eminem.
Right.
So we want to see, you know, urban youth and young adults impacted with the gospel and disciples that submit themselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
So what is it like being on tour with one of the legends of gospel, Kirk Franklin?
Oh, it was great. You know, Kirk and I developed a relationship over the past 2.5 years, which is what I had to over time gain comfort enough to, you know, sort of co-labor, since our relationship has been strengthened over the years, man, we've just grown to love one another and comfortable with one another. And so it was just good to be out on the road with, you know, with Kirk. As a musician and an artist, it was just great to watch him creatively. You know, there's a lot to walk away. You walk away with a lot just watching him. But just to know that I'm co-laboring with somebody who's like-minded and shares in the same heart, for how could two walk together unless they agree, you know. So that most of all was my delight. And then just having an opportunity to sort of be a model of what it looks like when Jesus Christ gets a hold of, you know, a young person, you know what I'm saying, a young adult, what it looks like when he gets a hold of, and what it can look like when God gets a hold of a youthful person, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so I think that was good, especially for the older generation to see that somebody substantive, solid, rooted and established in the faith, but looks like their son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that was great to be a model of that, to model that for the older generation. I think it was good just to, you know, again, be also a model for the younger generation, so they see somebody again that's sound in doctrine, but that culturally looks identifies with who they are, but submitted to Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I just think it was great, man. I got a great opportunity to talk to a lot of people, develop, and just sort of interact with, you know, I got a chance to meet a lot of industry cats, but that's not what I'm most impressed with.
Mm,
I was
right.
just more excited about, you know, have an opportunity to build with different people in the lobby, you know, after the show. And it was a great, great opportunity, even, you know, just, you know, ministry-wise, just, you know, being in front of so many people every night for 4 months straight, you know, that sort of gave me more exposure. So it was just great across the board, man. Really enjoyed it.
Man, that's what's up. See, Truth, I created the Jew Joiner Show to help promote artists around the country. So if you don't mind, could you please leave everybody your information and just let everyone know where they can pick your CD up at?
Okay. The name of the CD is entitled, the CD is entitled The Faith. That's my second CD. First CD is Moment of Truth. Second CD is The Faith. I say it again. First CD is entitled Moment of Truth.
Mm.
Second CD is entitled The Faith. My name is The Truth. It's D-A, Truth. And you can pretty much find it in any Walmart. I recommend that be the first place you try, or in some Best Buys. You can pretty much find it in any music store, but I always recommend that people go to Walmart first, because they sort of have it everywhere we go.
Right.
So I recommend Walmart and any Christian bookstore you can find it. My website, you can also get it online. My website is www.thetruth.net. That's www.thetruth.net. You can also buy it online. Also, check me out. I'm blogging online. You know, you could, you know, if you go to my website, sort of get my heart a little bit more. So
good. much, man, for being on the Jew Joiner Show today. Man, I have one more question. Can I call you Manny now?
Yes, sir. It's all yours. Call me what my mama called me. Now my mama calls me Truth now. So.
Oh, wow.
That's so funny.
Well, man, thank you so much for stopping by on the Jew Joiner Show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, man.
Much success to you and each and everything that you do.
Thank you.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
God bless you, bro.
All right.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay.
Much love.
Believe it or not, y'all, it's blessedness and brokenness. Sometimes I feel like Jacob, baby, with a broken hip. And a changed name, I don't mind writing with a broken wrist. As long as I'm broken, he can use me to promote the gift. Free of charge, extended to all to put their faith in Christ. The kind of faith that placed Abraham's name in lights. And gave his descendants Joshua and Caleb the right. To enter the promised land and conquer the chain of nights. Ain't it right? In life we're all dealt a deck of cards. Playing right in eternal life and heaven is yours. Day and night, we sense the need to put our knees to the floor. Pray to Christ who takes black souls and paints it white. Ain't it right? We worship Christ just as seed and roots. The world takes the expressway, we take the scenic route. Sweet aromas until the world comes to eat the fruits. And the bread of life will rep Christ and they say, yo, he's the truth. Let's get it, we gon' spit the truth. We gon' speak the truth. We gon' give out the truth. We gon' live out the truth. Please know that the truth of God is not a lie. The truth of God won't be compromised. No, it's the truth. We gon' spit the truth. We gon' speak the truth. We gon' give out the truth. We gon' live out the truth. Please know that the truth of God is not a lie. The truth of God won't be compromised. No,
this cause God deserves honor and glory. Man is proud and haughty. God is the light, middle of the night like a pajama party. He's the boss, I'm an employee. Working for him, loving, living for him until you and I'm in glory. Until then, we'll be chasing the king. We've tasted and seen. God is like that. Yeah, we sweating him like when you're getting chased in a dream. We'll say we're redeemed, Joe. We play on his team while Satan's click rolls with Satan's machine. So they chasing the cream. We tell the world that the sinners, but they say it's the genes,
but we don't buy that.
Keeping our face in the stream, cause we found that all men are sinners since Adam ate from the tree. Now pump your fist if you're eagerly waiting to see him. And you're hiding under a shadow with your face in his wings. We say light,
light,
life,
life,
right,
right,
Christ,
Christ.
These are just a few of our favorite things.
We gon' spit the truth. We gon' speak the truth. We gon' give out the truth. We gon' live out the truth. The truth of God is not a lie. The truth of God won't be compromised. No, it's the truth. We gon' spit the truth. We gon' speak the truth. We gon' give out the truth. We gon' live out the truth. Please know that the truth of God is not a lie. The truth of God won't be compromised. No, it's the truth.
Under God's economy, with the eyes on the cross, that's some autonomy. God put me on the track to run this race and pass the baton to me. So we can roll like troops and boots, speaking from rooftops. Tubes hopped up to our knees like dudes from D.C. What dudes do for TV, what they won't do for God. They love the planet and everything in it is scuba lie. We scuba dive for lost souls that are rude to God.
Like God, pardon me, I'm trying to live life here. Can you scoop to the side?
We gon' hold it down for your Jesus, for God's proactive is prone. You're back at the throne, the fool and not embarrassed to roam. The planet will buy it was an end, even from Athens to Rome. In the catacombs, digging in the dirt and extracting the bones of Chris Jones. Who my daughter decided to stand in the stone, was standing up strong. Now even when our parents ain't home, now picture that, believe the cameras at home. His character shown through scripture, accurately, it's not a caricature, homes.
We gon' spit the truth, we gon' speak the truth. We gon' give out the truth, we gon' live out the truth. Please know that the truth of God is not a lie. The truth of God won't be compromised. No, it's the truth. We gon' spit the truth, we gon' speak the truth. We gon' give out the truth, we gon' live out the truth. Please know that the truth of God is not a lie. The truth of God won't be compromised. No, it's the truth.
You are in tune to the Jew Joiner Show with Meet Happiest Man in Radio, the Big Dad Boy, Jew Joiner. I trust that you enjoyed that awesome interview from the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing some wonderful things here on the Jew Joyner Show, and I want to include you in that. We are currently looking for sponsorships for the Jew Joyner Show. Also, the Jew Joyner Show will be distributed in stores for free. So this is going to be free access for people to hear you and know how to contact you. And I just feel that this is a great move of God, and I do not want you to be left out. So if you want to be on the Jew Joyner Show, please let me know by emailing me at gospelhiphop@cox.net. gospelhiphop@cox.net. Or you can check me out on MySpace, myspace.com/JewJoyner. Okay, we're about to get out of here for today, but you know we have to leave with one of our words of wisdom for my daily affirmations of faith by my main man, Reverend Run. Life is all about love and your relationships. I have never heard a dying person say, "Bring me my awards, my medals, or my diploma." When life is ending, what we want around us are the people we love. The greatest gift you can give someone is your time. I love you to life, and there is nothing you can do about it. Peace. Thank you.